Reason number two, why Christians believe Jews deserve the Holy Land? Well, because it's not just a religion, it's a nationality. And this is an ideology that was propagated by Theodor Herzl. When he created Zionism, he said, well, it's not just a religion, it's a nationality. And this is why they can, you know, say things like, well, this is anti-Semitic, this is racism. Because they consider it to be a nationality. Folks, being a Jew is a religion.
Amen.
It's adhering to tenets only found in the Talmud, not in the Bible. Okay? He said, well, you know, I know a Messianic Jew. There's no such thing. Look up Messianic Jew in the Bible, you're not going to find it.
Right.
Because once you're in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Gentile.
Amen.
That's what God said. He hath made both twain one new man, the Bible says.
Amen.
There is neither Jew nor Gentile. And in fact, let me just add to that. When you get saved, according to the Bible, God actually views you as an actual Jew.
Amen.
Okay, a spiritual Jew. This sounds so heretical. I don't know. We got to pray for Israel. Well, let's prove it from the Bible. Look at Romans 2. By the way, this is the passage that convinced me right here. I read this in 2009, and I still wasn't, I didn't believe in replacement theology because I didn't know what it was. That concept was not introduced to me until very later on. But I remember reading this and thinking to myself, oh, wow, we're spiritual Jews. I mean, because you just read the book of Romans, you see that, and it says it plainly right there, right? It says in Romans 2:28, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Now, when it says which is one outwardly, what is it talking about?
Flesh.
It's talking about the flesh.
Right.
Okay? The yarmulke, the Jerry curl sideburns. God says that's not a Jew.
Amen.
Neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart and in the spirit, not in the letter. Look what it says here. Whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Amen.
Now, when it says whose praise is not of men, but of God, what does that mean? Well, to praise something means to acknowledge it,
yep.
Right? It means to validate, right? We praise God because we acknowledge that he's worthy.
Amen.
Okay? And so when we praise something, it means we acknowledge it. So when it says that the praise is not of men, but of God, it's saying that God acknowledges inward Jews, those who have been circumcised in the heart. A synonym for that would be those who are saved.
Amen.
He views them as actual Jews, according to the Bible. I remember when I read this in 2009, I had just gotten saved probably 2 years before, and it stood out to me, and I remember reading it, and I'm like, okay, we're spiritual Jews. And I was doing visitation with one of my church members, and I was young at that time, and I remember being in the car with him, and looking back, obviously he believed in replacement theology or covenant theology. And somehow we got in the discussion of Jews or something like that. And then he told me, he said this. He says, you know, Brother Bruce, you know, we're actual Jews. I said, yeah, spiritual Jews, right? Romans 2:28. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what's the big deal? But I didn't know it was a big deal due to the fact that, you know, Zionism and dispensationalism, the pre-tribulation rapture, all these things were tenets that fundamental Baptists were cleaving to and were willing to fight over and expel those who didn't believe in that, right? But clearly we see here that God is saying he is not a Jew. And I heard someone say this, well, yeah, but that's a spiritual Jew. Well, that's the most important one.
Amen.